Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The GOP-led House has approved a Republican resolution to formalize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. GOP House Oversight Committee Chair James
Evidence
Comer.
Evidence uncovered has shown a very disturbing trend by the Biden family. We've spent months in this investigation accumulating evidence.
President Biden calls it a Republican stunt. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This is a bad look for some number of Americans who'd rather Congress instead fund Ukraine or avoid a government shutdown, which is painful for millions of Americans first. They put that on the to-do list, and they have a short period of time to finish it, yet they authorized the impeachment inquiry.
President Biden has met with the families of Americans being held hostage by Hamas. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the meeting took place at the White House today.
The fact that he took this meeting is a sign of how seriously the White House still takes this, and a signal to Israel and Hamas, of course, that he wants them released, and all the other hostages for that matter, and maybe there's a chance for another pause to get them out.
The U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear a challenge by several January 6th defendants who say prosecutors went too far. CBS's Jan Crawford says the decision could affect hundreds of January 6th defendants, including former President Trump.
They're all facing other charges for January 6th, but this one is under a federal law that prohibits obstructing any official proceeding. It sounds pretty clear, right? I mean, on January 6th, certifying the election, that's an official proceeding. But the defendants say no. That law is talking about people who destroyed documents and records, and it shouldn't apply to us.
The number of cases of lead poisoning in children linked to a snack is climbing. CBS's Alexander Tim.
The number of reported cases of lead poisonings linked to recalled applesauce pouches from the brand Wanabana, as well as Schnucks and Weiss, has now climbed to 125 across 22 different states, according to a new CDC tally. That's up from 52 cases reported earlier this month.
Skygazers have a special treat this overnight. CBS's Allison Keys explains.
It's the peak of the annual Geminid meteor shower, where you could see as many as 2 a minute. And Derek Pitts at the Franklin Institute says the best viewing is
any place where the sky is very dark.
That means getting away from glittery skylines, and veteran stargazers say you might want to dress more warmly than you think you need to, and bring coffee. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Luke Combs is helping a fan who almost owed him $250,000 for selling unauthorized merchandise. Combs told his lawyers to remove Nicole Harness from the lawsuit. Combs gave the woman, who is disabled, $11,000 as an apology, says he'll start selling his own tumblers on his website and give her the proceeds, and fly Harness and her family to an upcoming concert so he can meet her. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents is reversing course and accepting a deal to trade scaled back diversity